Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Oh, happy Friday. Happy Friday. Hope you're having a nice start to your weekend, having a nice start to your Friday. My name is Dave. I am here representing the John and Dave Show. John's not here today. We're just going to hang out and have a little conversation on a Friday to get our weekend off on the right foot. How's everybody doing? How is everybody doing today? It's a big weekend, coming off a big week. I don't know if you followed along in the old stories, but oh my. We've had ourselves a week. Heidi and I just got back to our respective homes after having braved what I've described as an unlocked bonus level of a video game. We took 8 human children to Disneyland on Wednesday. It was, it was epic. It was fun. It was amazing. And it was also controlled chaos the entire time. But man, we had a good time. We are walking into a weekend where I'm going to be doing my first triathlon tomorrow. So brace yourselves for plenty of triathlon updates through the weekend. Heading out to Burley, Idaho, later on today. And I'm super, super excited about it. But I thought I would just hang out, talk for a little bit, see how everybody's doing when we went to Disneyland. So this was the attempt to end the summer. Kids are going back to school here pretty quick with something that would be fun in some ways, a celebration of birthdays, because Ford had a birthday on Tuesday of this week. My dad's birthday was on Wednesday. And so getting a chance to get back into California, hang out with the fam, celebrate Ford, absolutely 100%. It was fantastic. One of my favorite moments, I mean, there were so many favorite moments of Disneyland, but Ford had been talking for the entirety of the lead up to Disneyland that the one ride he really wanted to do was this ride called the Incredible Coaster. Anyway, it's that big one in California Adventure that has the loop. It has the loop. And the thing is, like, you know, he just turned 9. So, like, it's one of these things where for him, it was going to be probably bigger than what he has normally said yes to, but he was excited about it. He'd watched some YouTube video about it. He was all in. So he and I decide that we're going to go on this ride. At the time, the older kids are off enjoying their own experience, which, by the way, what an incredible thing to transition into age brackets where Jackson and Sawyer, Marley and Maddox could go experience the parks. Fantastic. Ford and I, along with Noah, Ruby, and Cash, went rolling around having some fun with Heidi. And the younger kids were going to go do something with her. Well, I was going to take Ford on this adventure. So we get to the line. It's like a 35-minute line. And for every minute or so inside the line, he's represented a little bit more anxiousness, right? Like he is excited, but that excitement is slowly giving way to being just like a little anxious. Of course he is, right? We're getting closer. It's getting more exciting, but also like, oh my goodness, I'm actually going to have to sit in the chair of this roller coaster that's going to have to go upside down. I'm not sure if I can do it, right? And it turned into like this amazing and beautiful, like, personal development conference kind of moment where we in real time got to kind of workshop the, you know, hey, if you put yourself into spaces where you're facing your fear with courage, it doesn't make the fear go away, but I bet on the other side of you deciding to do this that you're gonna feel proud of yourself, that you're gonna feel like you can do, frankly, like whatever ends up being thrown your way. So we get to like the place where they are now assigning us the corral that we are supposed to stand inside of prior to a gate opening and us sitting down inside of said Incredicoaster. And we are the next people up and he takes three steps back and is just like, I can't do it. I cannot do it. Can't do it. And I was like, hey, I will support you. I will, like, I'm here for it, but also I am positive that you can do it. And I know for sure that once you do, it will fundamentally change the way you think about your ability to do other things, right? So gate opens, I step into the coaster, and he makes that choice that like every one of us has to make in our lives. Are we gonna step toward our fear? Are we gonna not step toward it? And he stepped right toward it, sat down in the chair, pulled the harness over the top of his body, and was silent, as you sometimes are when you are first facing your fear. And that baby takes off super fast. And we're like halfway through it. And I can see the expression in real time going from, oh my goodness, this is overwhelming. I can't do it. I'm scared. I'm nervous. I'm anxious to, I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm totally doing this. I did it. I am whatever. And so we get off the ride. And it was like one of those moments as a parent that you just dream about. You're like, we get off the ride and he said, I am so proud of myself. And I was like, yes, I am so proud of you. That is so fantastic. I love that you pushed yourself into a situation that you didn't necessarily know that you could handle, that in doing it, it reframed what you believe yourself to be capable of, that you have some pride for knowing that you did this hard thing. And we walked around like back to like meet up with the rest of the crew. It took us about like maybe 15 minutes to get back to the crew. And every minute of those 15 minutes, he had one of these moments where he looked at me and said, God, I feel so good. Man, I feel so proud of myself. Geez, I feel like I could literally do anything. He said the word literally 15 times. I think I could literally do anything. And what it reminds me of, because like here I am, packed bag behind me, I'm heading out to this triathlon, and I've talked a little bit about the reason why I think finding things that you can put yourself inside of that might challenge the way that you think that you can do something is the like number one best way to grow, to build confidence, to get a step closer to actualizing your full potential. And so like the question of like, can I do this thing I'm gonna go do this weekend? I think I can, but I also have never ever done it before. I feel pretty confident about the bike, very confident about the running, not very confident, to be honest, about the swimming, and yet I'm gonna go put myself inside this environment in the same way that running my first marathon felt, or climbing a mountain felt, or writing my first book felt, or trying to date again felt, or figuring out single parenting, which is, woo, a thing in real time, right? All of those things were things that in those moments, I think I questioned and still intermittently have questions of my ability to do those things well. But the only way that you actually ever get to reframe what you think you can do is if you put yourself into these situations where you've never experienced it before and you figure it out as you go. I've been talking back and forth with my coach, Coach Randy, and he has been, you know, super encouraging, and man, he's done these a whole ton of times. And I've just been super honest, like, yo, I don't have any idea what I'm getting myself into. Part of what's exciting about this is that I'm going to have to figure it out in real time. Like, where do I show up, and how do I change, and what am I supposed to do, and how do I pace myself, and all those things. This will be the best triathlon I've ever done. It's also going to be the slowest time I've ever done. All these things, because the bottom line is I've never done it before. So of course I'm not going to be great the first time out, and yet I'm going to finish this stinking race. I'm going to have whatever they have. Is it a medal? Do they give you a wristband? I don't know. But whatever they give you, I'm going to have that. And in having it, I'm going to know, oh, I can do this thing. I could actually survive swimming inside of open water in a way that I did not know I was previously capable of doing it. And that now new knowledge of what I am capable of will change the way I think about my readiness for the next thing I try and go do, which is, you know, I want to be able to complete this Ironman that has been postponed 100 times. And so the headline ends up being a leather wristband. Did you all see? Oh gosh, I took it off when I took a shower this morning. Big news in the Hollis house. I got a leather wristband. It feels like a whole new phase of my life has opened up. Heidi and I got matching wristbands. So, you know, we're kind of taking things to the next level in that as well. But anyway, I would challenge you if you're wondering, like, how can I grow? Or how do I overcome my challenges with my self-worth or confidence? How do I think differently about what I am capable of? Man, just pushing and putting yourself into situations where you can, in doing something that you've never done before, recognize that you can do these things. Forget it. I think it just fundamentally changes so many things in our life.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I mentioned in my stories this morning, yesterday's Rise Together podcast was with this person named, what is her name? See, this is terrible. Mallory Wegeman. I remember her last name, not her first name. Mallory Wegeman. So Mallory Wegeman, it's an Olympic special, if you will, is a gold medal Paralympian, right? So she is someone who was born with an ability to walk at 18, 19 years old, had a freak thing happen that left her paralyzed from the waist down. And when she had that circumstance put in front of her, she had to make a choice, right? Like, was she going to let that define what she was going to do with the rest of and for the rest of her life? Or was she going to do something to make a champion a thing that was a possibility in her life? Like, she had been a swimmer prior to having had this freak accident happen. And within 6 months of time, she was back in the pool, and she inevitably ended up setting records and was a gold medalist inside of the Paralympic Games. So our conversation was this conversation of, irrespective of the circumstance that you find handed to you, it's how you make the decision to make the most of that situation that fundamentally changes all things in life. And so I think there's something, you know, like there's something really exciting for any of us, because we've all been handed situations that a lot of times aren't the things that we necessarily hope for or wish for or want, but our willingness to push through it, into it, and learn from it, that's the difference in how we grow, how we build confidence, how we think differently about ourselves, or if you're like Ford, how you feel proud of yourself after you've done something that felt bigger than you could accomplish in jumping on a roller coaster. Speaking of big things, y'all, I am so excited. Dun, 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 dun. My new book, an actual early reader's copy of Built Through Courage. It showed up at my house. I opened it up this morning. I cannot believe, like, there is something magical about, for the first time, if you have created something, seeing it in print. This is a book that comes out in October. I am kicking off on Monday. I'm going to pin it up right here so that y'all can jump in if you would like to. On Monday, we are starting the 90 Days of Courage Challenge, where as a community, MrDaveHollis.com/book. Here we go. So we're going to start this challenge. And on Monday, we're going to do a morning show. We're going to have a conversation, talk about casting a vision for who you'd hope to get a step closer to becoming over the course of the next 90 days. But the cool thing when you pre-order the book is that you immediately get jumped into a community, and God bless you. There are already like 2,800 human beings who are signed up for Monday night's coaching. I am so over the moon excited about it. But every Monday for 13 weeks, we are going to dive into community in a private Facebook group where we are going to talk about a different topic every single week for the 13 weeks. I am taking some of the concepts inside of the book, some of the concepts inside of other people's work, bringing other speakers in, some stuff that came out of my first book, but trying to have a conversation about this idea of cultivating the courage to step towards your fear, to challenge some of the reasons why you haven't yet made the move in becoming the person you'd hope to become. Right, the idea in so many ways inside the book is this question of how you might honor the intention of your creator. Right, like I am just like living inside of a space that would suggest and have been so connected to this idea that every single one of us, whoever you are listening right now, I believe with 100% certainty that you were very meticulously, immaculately designed. There was intention in your design. And the work that we do on this planet is about honoring the intention that we were built with, right? Now, some of those things, is the challenge open to everyone? It is open to everyone. We're going to do the morning show Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then we're going to do coaching for 13 weeks on Monday nights. So if you go to the pinned place on the live here, MrDaveHollis.com/book, drop your info in, you'll get all the details. But the idea of like, how do you honor the intention of your creator, right? You were put into this world with a unique set of skills, a unique way that your mind works, all of your unique experiences of the billions of people on the planet and the billions who have lived previously. You are one of one. There is literally no one like you on this entire planet. And some of what comes in the responsibility of acknowledging that you were designed with intention is asking the question, how can I cultivate the courage to take a step closer every single day to why I was placed on this planet? And the thing is, deciding to leave what you know, that's something that inevitably is likely going to, it's going to challenge you a little bit, right? Like it's going to challenge your identity. It's going to challenge your ego. It's going to challenge the relationships that you've had over time. It's going to challenge the things that you say you want to be but have not historically necessarily been. Cindy, the link's not working. Is the link not working? MrDaveHollis.com/book. Let's hope that that works. I hope that it works. The bottom line ends up being, right, first it requires developing a real sense of where you are, like a bit of self-awareness on where you are. The book itself, I put it in my stories last night because I opened it up. There's a map, right? There's a little bit of a map. And this map ends up taking you through your calling, your values, your identity, your experiences, and owning where you are, right? The first section is all about understanding where you are, making sure that you have a good handle, self-awareness-wise, on where you are so that you can get to where you want to go. Right? Building a plan, confronting your fear, and really meticulously going through what it's going to take. What I love too about the book, I know I'm super biased, but every single chapter ends with a little bit of an active learning prompt, right? A little bit of an active learning prompt. So if you get to the end of a chapter, it'll ask you, right? Here's a little journaling activity, right? Can you write a letter from your fear? Can you let go of the opinions of other people in this way or that way? So anyway, if you pre-order the old book, you get access immediately to our coaching that's going to happen for the next 13 weeks, starting on Monday. We got 3 more days until that kicks off. But then also, if you pre-order the book as a thank you, it's going to also have you having immediate access to a Finding Your Why e-course. It's a 4-part series, comes with a PDF workbook. It's immediately available so you can help zero in on why you think you have been put on this planet, what that intention of your creator actually was. There's an e-course that you get immediate access to that is all about resiliency and mindset. It's a 5-part course, comes with a PDF workbook. Every week, I'm gonna end up picking 5 human beings that will get a signed copy of my previous book, and each week, 13 new best friends are gonna be made. I am going to pick one person each week that I'm gonna do a one-on-one coaching conversation with to try and help you get a step closer to this vision of who you'd hope to become. We're gonna have a bunch of surprise guests, a bunch of fun. Anyway, I hope that you will join, and thank you to the almost 3,000 humans that are already inside of this crew. We're gonna have some awesome community. I cannot wait. So I hope that this Friday starts you off in a fantastic way for the weekend. If you are looking for some encouragement, again, check out the conversation I had with Mallory Wegeman on the Rise Together podcast. I think it was just a fantastic, inspirational, motivational, encouraging 45 minutes of time, just to like remind you that, hey, when circumstances come your way, you get to make a choice in how you're going to handle traversing through those circumstances. And then if you want to, go ahead and watch my stories this week. I'm gonna try and put a whole bunch of fun stuff in as I push myself into something uncomfortable with this triathlon. I cannot wait, heading off to the airport here in just a few minutes. I hope you'll have a fantastic weekend. Join me on Monday. And if you end up pre-ordering the book, throw it in your stories, tag me so that I can thank you for your support. I'm super excited about it. I'm excited too for all of you to jump into that Facebook community and start encouraging each other. I think we've come out of a window of time where community is something that has been something of a premium, and we need it. And so hopefully there can be something inside of this community that lets people just show up, encourage each other, represent some of the stuff that they are pushing towards so we can get people to lift them up and encourage them to keep going. All right, we'll see you all on Monday. Have a fantastic weekend.